the book Hebrews, part 215. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingeis of the First Assembly of Mafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. I'm not going to advertise any books this morning. All I would like you to do is, if you enjoy the studies, just send us a WhatsApp and say that you enjoy the studies, the English studies, in the name of Yahushua, and in short, what it means to you. So don't make it a long history declaration, just in short, 10, 15 words, 20 words. If you would like to have any information or want to know anything more about the ministry, maybe how you can also contribute towards the ministry, help us carrying this ministry, keep it on the air, you are very, very welcome. Contact us at the WhatsApp number, plus 27 international, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. And believe me, quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of the studies that we are currently busy with. Don't miss the study, the revelation of the book Revelation, and the other one, What is Your God's Name? Also very, very important. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege for us just to study the Word. Now I just want to continue in verse 19, Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, having therefore, brethren, right boldness to enter into the holiness. Now, this boldness means that we have the right to enter any time. We don't need to be afraid. When we are in a relationship with Father Yahweh, we don't need to be afraid. In my whole life, although I have a very strict father, to him it was yes, and right was right, and no was no. And we bear the consequences of the things that we do not attend to as we needed to, but we never feared him. We had our boundaries. We knew when not to overstep. Like I would never in my life again have called my father old Toppy or old Bali. And this is what we need to know. We do not need to fear the Creator of heaven and earth. Instead, he loved us so much that he gave his son to die for our sins and to make us part of his bride, as Yahushua's bride. He says, to in boldness to enter in the holiest by the blood of Yahushua. If you are a sinner and an evil worker, you need to fear the wrath of Yahweh Almighty. But if you are a son and a daughter, a co-heir of what Yahushua has inherited, we don't need to fear. We have the right to be there. I'm looking at the blood of grace, the grace blood. Living in the time or the dispensation of grace. We have more than what the Israelites ever had. And any other generation ever had. And the wonderful thing about it all, living in the time, although we're living in the time of the great lie, we're also living in the age of knowledge, where where we obtain more information than any generation before us, which we can sift, we can put it on a grid, spiritual grid, and we can sift it so we can keep the solid parts. Let the fine dust fall through, and we keep the solid word. And we live in the time where we need to test every spirit. The Bible said, test every spirit. Spirit is not something that's flying around. It's a pure person. A spirit is also a person. And see if they are from Yahweh, which they teach is a scriptural. Is it based upon the foundation of the scripture? And if it's not, just push it aside. Because you're wasting your time. And you might get intoxicated with it. And it can cost you your life. We function as part of the bride of Yahushua in this 21st century by the blood. Not the blood alone. By the revelation blood. By the redemption blood of Yahushua. The purest blood you will ever find is the blood of Yahushua, what she shed for us. Now it says in verse 20, Hebrews 10:20, I think let me just read verse 19 into verse 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yahushua. Listen to this. By a new and living way. By what? We have something in this 21st century. Well, actually the last 2,000 years, but we, Yahweh's living today, have something that the Old Testamental Hebrew people didn't have. They lived by the law of Moses and the sacrificial blood of animals for their atonement. Now it says in verse 20, Hebrews 10:20, by a new and living way. But it's 2,000 years old. It's nearly twice as old as what Israel had. The 613 laws of Israel just carried over a span of just over 1,000 years. 1,050 years. Just over 1,000 years. And we, from the time of Yahushua, which he ordained it, the New Testament, and Father Yahweh made away with the 613 laws of Moses because of their unprofitableness. Nearly double the age, double the time span. We have something today that's 2,000 years old that does not need replacement. Isn't that wonderful? You are talking about something with a lifetime guarantee. No, I think quickly, if a lifetime is 100 years old, then we have 200 years worth of lifetimes, and the guarantee still holds. Hallelujah. Why? Because the promise is still standing. You will live although you have died, if you live in holiness. We, by a new and living way, this is brand spanking new. A new and it's not dead. It's not like a piece of biltong, dead and dry and hard, with salt and everything. Oh, it's nice when you eat it. But it's a new and living way. Instead, it's vibrant. It's exciting. It's alive. It does something to you when you come to repentance. Especially if you were a sinner, bound for hell, messing up your life. And then through the grace of Yahushua, come to the revelation word, by repenting, and immersing in the name of Yahshua for the remission of our sins. This is exciting. You're talking about something that's new. New and exciting. Today people want something new. We love cars. We've been in the car industry for quite a few years. We had our own garages, used car stands, lots. And fire is in us, it's in your blood. The roar of a V8 motor, that roar, or a 10 cylinder, or Lamborghini, or a Ferrari, or Porsche, or Mercedes, or I'm talking from 350 cc's upwards, talking about 3.5 liter motor, 4 liter, 5, 6 liter motor, 7 liter motor. I'm talking about something that's got horses. When you hear it, it's like your hair is standing straight up. Now, where we live in a complex, and I would say about 400 meters from us, 400, 500 meters from us, there's a main road running. Now, on a Sunday night, after 10, 11, coming 12, between, say, let's 11 and 2 o'clock in the morning, at night, it becomes a drag strip, becomes a racing strip. All the guys with the big motors and the motorbikes, they will come for dices, they will challenge each other, because the robots is quite far apart, and it's nice double lanes, both ways, so there's space for everybody. And then we will lay down here at night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, because that's about the time that we'll go to bed after we finish with research and doing our studies and everything, and also the taking up this, the making the videos. And we lay down, because you can't sleep immediately, you first got to scale down, you switch off, and you will hear this V8s as they were chasing each other's. And you can feel, as I do it, you can feel that power. Although you're not there, you can hear it. That's solid, solid horses that's performing. Now this is what happens with the Word. This is what happens with the Word. By a new and living way. Now, I'm not boasting if I say, but I have a 3.5 Mercedes myself, and it's quite nippy. And when you drive it and you would get away from the traffic light quickly, and you can hear that horse, it's reacting. By a new, and now the same thing happens in our spirit lives through the Ruach HaKodesh. It's ever exciting. To me and Pastor Rika, living for Yahshua has never become boring. The hours and hours and hours that we spend in the research to make the videos and teach and preach unto the world, writing my books. I'm busy with my 24th book at the moment. And it's all A4 and A5 books. Having over 240 students, first, second, third and fourth year students, sharing in the graduation of the students who concluded the study and passed the exams, being ordained as pastors in the ministry in the Revelation name. It's not a church. It's not a church. Those that does their studies. You see what it comes to? Is my religion must be vibrant and alive. Otherwise, I have nothing to offer anybody else. If I'm not exciting about what I believe in, if I am not exciting about what Yahshua and Yahweh our Father is doing in our lives, how can we then lead sinners to Yahshua? How can we do that? If you look so excited, oh, you know, the gospel, they are going to put you in jail later on, and they are going to torture you. Does it sound exciting? No. But if you're excited about the sinners that are coming to repentance, especially after we had an immersion service and people were buried in the name of Yahushua to the remission of his sins, people that comes to repentance from places that we never even dreamt of, people coming to South Africa from New Zealand and Australia and America to be immersed by us in Pretoria. It's people that could have been immersed in America, but they wanted to be here. And it's not the church, it's not the denomination, there's nothing. We don't even preach tithing, because that's even unscriptural. It what? Yes, tithing is part of the law of Moses. Tithing is part of the law of Moses. But the churches won't tell you that, because it's a business. Churches build upon money. Most of them. Freemasonry. Cannot exist without money. So what does Paul say? He says, Apostle Paul, by a new and living ways. A new and living way. Now the time is caught up with us in this Friday. So what I want you to do is to, in this weekend, function as somebody who is excited in what they believe. Somebody that is anxious to deal with anybody else who would listen to him or her. And let us be a testimony unto the kingdom of Yahushua. Let's plant seed this weekend. And if his Father's will, we'll come back on Monday morning and we will continue with Hebrews 10 verse 20. Because there's so much more to say about the scripture. Because it's bread. And that is what Yahushua said to the Samaritan woman at the well. If you drank of my water, spiritual, there will be a fountain springing up into eternity that you cannot close at well. Hallelujah. Till Monday morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.